This is Room for More, written by Check the Ceiling, read by Mistborn Hero, a Stormlight Archive podfic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Shalanda Barr, Kaladin, Adolin Colin, as well as the Spren, Silfrena. It is tagged for established relationship, a lot of banter. "Of course there's only one bed," Kaladin said. "You're in my room." Shallan, fully dressed, stretched out from where she was squished against the wall and yawned. "One very long and very narrow bed." Kaladin looked at Adolin.
"Are you going to say how improper this is, or do I have to?"
Adolin smiled sweetly up at him. Kaladin ignored how that too cheery, too radiant smile made him feel a little lighter. How Adolin's blonde and black hair flapped lazily across his forehead. How he and Shallan, the two best things that had ever happened to Kaladin, looked right, reclined there together, and glowered.
"Can't be improper for a husband and a wife to sleep in the same bed."
"It's not even your bed."
"Well, you haven't been sleeping in it anyway. And we're doing gigantic renovations to our rooms. Wouldn't the oh-so-noble High Marshal of the Windrunners adopt the poor, homeless High Prince and High Princess?"
"You're intolerable."
"I'm poor and homeless."
"And you're intolerable,"
Kaladin said, taking off and folding his uniform coat. He looked at his coat hook. On it already hung the most fashionable, flashy, and excessively beautiful coat he had ever seen. Kaladin put his uniform on the floor and lay down with his head resting on it. Adolin woke to soft whispering. Had he actually fallen asleep on this slab of a stone that called itself a mattress?
"I wasn't using it, but it seems wrong that they can just take it. And now, it seems like an admission to stop trying to sleep and go flying." "Classic Glidays and their games."
"Oh, I don't think they wanted to take it, Kaladin. I think they wanted to share it." Adolin put a hand over his mouth. Below, on the floor, uncomfortable, rustling. Adolin lay there, waiting, trying to ignore how much the pillow smelled like Kaladin. Like the undiluted air after a high storm. Like leather and polish, clean and unpretentious, and how he wished his pillow would smell. The room was silent, muted light filtering through the balcony doors, the sapphires that Adolin had set out giving off a soft glow. Of course, Kaladin didn't respond. Adolin tried not to feel disappointed. His brain probably shut down when Seal stopped being subtle, shifting slowly so as not to wake Shallan, who had miraculously also fallen asleep on the too hard mattress. Adolin peered over the side of the bed. Two glowing blue eyes widened, then glared up at him. Well, it was better to strike when your opponent was disoriented. Adolin hefted the metaphorical bludgeon of truth.
"She's right, you know," Adolin said casually. "We do want you to share the bed."
"Why can you hear? All of you are in on this, aren't you?"
"We're not all in on the bed, bridge boy," Shallan called, voice still rough from sleep. "We're all in the bed. You should be too." Adolin held his hand out towards Kaladin. The moment seemed to extend into eternity, Kaladin's face growing redder by the second.
Adolin, hoping that he hid his rising blush better. Slowly, agonizingly slowly, Kaladin reached up, his calluses brushing Adolin's palm ever so slightly. Adolin felt a light tap on his shoulder. Shallan was ready. He pounced, lacing his and Kaladin's fingers together and hauling him upward. With a yelp, Kaladin stumbled upright and crashed onto his bed. Adolin shuffled left, Shallan scooted right, and Kaladin landed right between the two of them. Immediately, Adolin slung a hand over Kaladin's shoulders, holding him in place. Kaladin struggled for a moment, then gave up and groaned instead.
I'm not wriggling out of this, am I?
Shallan stretched, seizing the opportunity to also sling an arm over Kaladin's torso. We've been kissing for ages. How hard can pretending to be dead in close proximity be?
I'm only doing this because you're poor and homeless,
came a muffled voice.
Of course there are two beds, Adolin said. You are in our rooms. You wanted a room for me in your apartment? Kaladin said, incredulous.
That was what the renovations were for, Shallan chirped. Needed to have a corner drab enough for someone of your disposition to feel comfortable in it. If it makes you feel better, Seal whispered. I told them to make your bed really long and narrow and the mattress really, really hard. Adolin shared a conspiratorial look with Shallan. They had made their bed really long and wide and the mattress really, really soft. They both hoped Kaladin knew which to pick. The end. This has been recorded as an ITP treat for Lord Smellington III. You asked for Stormlight Archive and Kesha Dolin, which is my favorite ship, so here, have some fluff. I hope you like it. Thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.